Due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
You want to step into my world? It's a social psychotic state of bliss. You've been delayed in the real world. How many times have you hit at me? Your cat can't show disfiguration. I want to laugh myself to death. With a big fight, so that's with a big configuration. I'll hold the line while you gasp for breath.
You want to talk to me? You wanna 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 talk to me? Let's do it. Let's do it.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Welcome to an all-new edition of The Cancer Experience. I am Cancer, your host. Thank you for tuning in tonight. Got a great show for you. As you may or may not be aware, Monday, January 21st was Martin Luther King Jr. Day. And as we stand on the dawn of February, all of the month of February is National Black History Month. So consider this show our tribute to African Americans and Martin Luther King Jr. in the United States and worldwide. And let's get the show going.
Top 5 reasons black men don't play hockey. Number 5. It's cold out there. Number 4. They might knock a gold tooth out. Number 3. Don't want to be around white guys with sticks. Number 2. Don't want to be around white guys with masks. And the number 1 reason black men don't play hockey? They don't feel the need to dominate yet another sport.
It is the year 2000. But where are the flying cars? I was promised flying cars. I don't see any flying cars. Why? Why? Why?
All right, for the better part of this week, I've been trying to figure out who my favorite black man is. And after much thought and consideration, I have to go with James Earl Jones. I mean, great actor, and probably played the best part of all time, Darth Vader. I mean, he wasn't actually the guy that was inside the Darth Vader costume, but he had that cool voice that they used for Darth Vader. So, I put together a tribute to Darth Vader and James Earl Jones. As a side note, you might be interested to know that the music in the background for this tribute almost became the Cancer Experience theme music. It was only after much thought that I went with the music that we have now. All right, here we go. Tribute to James Earl Jones and Darth Vader.
For the last time, give yourself to the dark side. Don't make me destroy you.
I find your lack of faith disturbing.
Impressive.
If you only knew the power of the dark side. Don't be too proud of this technological terror you've constructed. I want them alive. No disintegration.
Commander, tear this ship apart until you found those plans and bring me the passengers. I want them alive.
There'll be no one to stop us this time. I find your lack of faith disturbing. We would be honored if you would join us. The Emperor is not as forgiving as I am. Don't fail me again. As clumsy as he is stupid. I have you now. The Force is with you, young Skywalker. You are not a Jedi yet. I am your father. I must obey my master. Don't make me destroy you. As you wish.
Welcome to side one of tape three in our Puff Away Stop Smoking series. Once again, you feel the urge for nicotine. Relax. Make yourself comfortable. Think about nothing at all. Except the fact that you really want a cigarette. Let your mind wander down to the ocean. Feel the cool evening breeze. Listen to the soothing sound of the tide coming in, going out, coming in, going out. Relax. Get your mind off the rich, full tobacco taste. Taste me. Taste me. Come on and taste me. Relax. That's it. That's right. I'll bet you really want a cigarette. Well, go ahead. Have one. Nobody's stopping you. Go ahead. Light up. Listen to the ocean. Doesn't it sound like a cigarette? Inhaling, exhaling.
For all of you out there who have had to deal with an irate customer, this is for you. An award should go to the United Airlines gate agent in Denver for being smart and funny while making her point. This all happened while she was confronted with a passenger who probably deserved to fly as cargo. A crowded United Airlines flight was canceled. A single agent was rebooking a long line of inconvenienced travelers. Suddenly, an angry passenger pushed his way to the desk. He slapped his ticket on the counter and said, "I have to be on this flight, and it has to be first class." The agent replied,
"I'm sorry, sir. I'll be happy to try and help you, but I've got to help these folks first, and I'm sure we'll be able to work something out."
The passenger was unimpressed. He asked loudly so that the passengers behind him could hear, "Do you have any idea who I am?" Without hesitating, the agent smiled and grabbed her public address microphone.
"May I have your attention, please?"
she began, her voice heard clearly throughout the terminal.
"We have a passenger here at gate 14 who does not know who he is. If anyone can help him find his identity, please come to gate 14.
With the folks behind him in line laughing hysterically, the man glared at the United agent, gritted his teeth, and swore, "Fuck you!" Without flinching, she smiled and said,
"I'm sorry, sir, but you'll have to get in line for that, too."
"Be careful, Duckman. A cursory olfactory analysis of this woman's sweat glands indicates that decades of alcohol ingestion have permeated her cellular structure and made her a prime candidate for spontaneous combustion."
Are you tired of all those mushy friendship poems that always sound good but never actually come close to reality? Well, here is a friendship poem that really speaks to true friendship and truth itself. Dear friend, when you are sad, I will get you drunk and help you plot revenge against the sorry bastard who made you sad. When you are blue, I'll try to dislodge whatever is choking you. When you smile, I'll know you finally got laid. When you are scared, I will rag you about it every chance I get. When you are worried, I will tell you horrible stories about how much worse it could be so that you will quit your damn whining. When you are confused, I will use little words to explain it to your dumb ass. When you are sick, stay away from me until you're well again. I don't want whatever you have. When you fall, I will point and laugh at your clumsy ass. This is my oath. I pledge till the end. Why, you may ask? Because you are my friend.
And what charming underclothes you both have. But here, put these on. They'll make you feel less vulnerable.
Two nuns are ordered to paint a room in the convent, and the last instruction of the Mother Superior is that they must not get even a drop of paint on their habits. After conferring about this for a while, the two nuns decide to lock the door of the room, strip off their habits, and paint in the nude. In the middle of the project, there comes a knock at the door.
"Who is it?"
calls one of the nuns.
"Blind man,"
replies a voice from the other side of the door. The two nuns look at each other and shrug. In deciding that no harm can come from letting a blind man into the room, they open the door.
"Nice boobs,"
says the man.
"Where do you want the blinds?"
"You're lucky. He's lucky. I'm lucky. We're all lucky!"
Okay, well, we're at the halfway point for the program. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after word from these sponsors.
www.shebitch.co.uk. The Lair of the She-Bitch is an eclectic mix of vampiric content unparalleled on the internet. Vampire stories, poetry, reviews of vampire music and film, and vampire postcards are all features of www.shebitch.co.uk. Members receive special privileges, including access to erotic stories. A unique horror shop offers vampire posters, DVDs, video, and books. www.shebitch.co.uk. The Lair of the She-Bitch. The place where internet vamps gather.
Baron Designs .NU offers a wide selection of services including web design, clothing, jewelry, and several other assorted items. Custom Baron jewels are of the highest quality and handmade to your specifications. Baron clothing offers unique designs not found anywhere else on the internet. Baron Designs .NU. That's FAERIAN designs.dot.NU.
Vampfangs.com, the ultimate combination to satisfy your every need. Fangs, vampire vixens, chats, and so much more. Come see where everyone really hangs out. Chat with people who understand. Come to the place that no one forgets. www.vampfangs.com An experience just waiting to happen.
Now you think you've probably heard enough.
Well,
we don't think so.
This is radio station
Vampire Radio.
Harmonic Seduction by Cami Allen and Darling Violetta. Their latest release, the Kill You EP, features two tracks previously heard on Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Their latest single, Spoiled and Rotten, will send your heart into a spiral of passion. It only takes a moment to lose your soul to Darling Violetta. The Kill You EP is available now at Tower Records, Amazon.com, DarlingViolette.com, and other online merchants.
The portal for all things dark on the internet is Reverend Von Drew's www.personalsatan.com, the search engine for the satanic, occult, and unknown. Additionally, Reverend Von Drew features the personal witch and warlock, art and poetry, and satanic texts for your satanic pleasure. www.personalsatan.com, where the Satanists go, and a few distraught Christians.
Experience the art and wonder of Nick Rose at nickrose.vampireradio.com. Gothic, fantasy, and horror paintings of a unique design are all at your fingertips. If you're looking for the macabre, you'll find it at nickrose.vampireradio.com. You can also find a full collection of vampire prints. nickrose.vampireradio.com, the darker side of the internet.
www.lordmeyer.com features a wide selection of handcrafted gothic and vampire soaps. Getting that blood off your collar won't be a problem anymore. Lord Meyer also offers gothic candles and hand-dipped incense. www.lordmeyer.com. That's LordMyre.com. Let us help you set the mood.
Hello, I'm E. Adam Thomas. Tune in Sunday, October 14th at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for the grand premiere of The Freak Show. We will totally humiliate you on... We will totally humiliate you and ourselves on a weekly basis, you dirty little pig. Radio sucks.
I decided to dig that last promo out of the archives. Of course, The Freak Show has been on now for a little over 2 months. Be sure to stay tuned for Adam, Brittany, Michael, and Lowell coming up in just about 45 minutes right here on VampireRadio.com. I like that last promo. It gives you a good idea of what the show is like. All right, welcome back to The Cancer Experience. I am Cancer, your host, and let's continue with the program. Definitive essay on size.
How big is the average erect penis? 6.0 inches, 15 centimeters. Almost 90% of all men fall within the range of 5 to 7 inches in length. What was the biggest erect penis ever measured? 13 inches. That's 33 centimeters. Robert Latou Dickinson, one of the century's first science-oriented sex researchers, reported that he had personally measured an erect penis that was a bit over 13 inches. This is quite unusual. Followed by rumors of other large ones to follow, Milton Berle, Forrest Tucker, and Dillinger. Blue whales feature 10 feet long penises. Elephants, while not in the Oceanic League, often measure at 6 feet. In a human might feel under-endowed by comparison. So are the penises of black men larger than the penises of white men? Well, no and yes. The largest number of white males, 23.9%, as well as the largest number of black males, 25.4%, reported their penis length as 6 inches. However, in the sample for blacks, no one listed a penis size of less than 5 inches, compared to 3.2% of white men who did report a smaller size. And 13.6% of blacks reported a penis length in excess of 7 inches, compared to only 7.5% of whites. Same length penises, 6 inches. But proportionally fewer black men seem to have short penises, and proportionately more blacks seem to have long penises. This is not the final word, however, because when we compare the circumference of penises belonging to white and black males, a contradictory picture emerges. The largest number of white males, 24.1%, report an erect penis circumference of 5 inches, whereas the largest number of black males, 21.8%, reported an erect penis of only 4 3/4 inches, with only 18.2% reporting a 5-inch circumference. The bottom line is that there is no significant difference in the size of penises between the average white male and the average black male. Is there a connection between penis size and the size of other body parts? Probably not. Do testicles hang at the same level? No.
How big are the average woman's breasts? The average bust line is 35.9 inches. More pointedly, the typical U.S. woman wears a B cup and buys a 36B bra. The proportion of women's cup size is follows: A cup 15%, B cup 44%, C cup 28%, D cup 10%. Others such as AAA or double D are 3%. Intriguingly, manufacturers of women's clothing agree that average American women's bust size has expanded in recent decades, if only by fractions of an inch. Many attribute this to improved diet and birth control pills. Additionally, there is no correlation between breast size and other female body parts. Are women's breasts identical? No. How much semen is in a man's ejaculate? 1 teaspoonful. There are enormous variations between individuals and between times. How fast does ejaculate travel? 28 miles per hour. Ejaculate may not be as fast as a speeding bullet, but the relatively high speed of the initial spurts demonstrates the force behind them. Once the ejaculate enters the female vagina, however, the speed is abruptly and sharply reduced to a comparative crawl of 1 to 3 centimeters per hour. How many calories are there in one ejaculation? 5. This is good news for devotees of oral sex and great news for dieters. It is just about impossible to gain weight swallowing a man's ejaculate, even though it is rich in protein. Many like the taste. Others, well, they find it unpleasant. But, like it or not, I'm on a diet is no excuse for omitting ejaculate from one's menu.
Ladies and gentlemen, my mother thanks you. My father thanks you. My sister thanks you. And I thank you.
Here's some fun facts I thought you might be interested in. Barbie's full name is Barbara Millicent Roberts. It's impossible to lick your elbow. A crocodile can't stick its tongue out. A shrimp's heart is in their head. People say bless you when you sneeze because when you sneeze, your heart stops for a millisecond. In a study of 200,000 ostriches over a period of 80 years, no one reported a single case where an ostrich buried its head in the sand. It is physically impossible for pigs to look up into the sky. A pregnant goldfish is called a twit. Between 1937 and 1945, Heinz produced a version of Alphabetti spaghetti, especially for the German market, that consisted solely of little pasta swastikas. By law, every child in Belgium must take a harmonica lesson at primary school. On average, a human being will have sex more than 3,000 times and spend 2 weeks kissing in their lifetime. More than 50% of the people in the world would have never made or received a telephone call. Rats and horses can't vomit. The sixth sick sheep's sixth sheep's sick is said to be the toughest tongue twister in the English language. If you sneeze too hard, you can fracture a rib. If you try to suppress a sneeze, you can rupture a blood vessel in your head or neck and die. If you keep your eyes open by force, they'll pop out. Rats multiply so quickly that in 18 months, two rats could have over 1 million descendants. Wearing headphones for just an hour will increase the bacteria in your ear by 700 times. If the government has no knowledge of aliens, then why does Title 14 of Section 1211 of the Code of Federal Regulations, implemented on July 16, 1969, make it illegal for U.S. citizens to have contact with extraterrestrials or their vehicles? In every episode of Seinfeld, there's a Superman somewhere. The cigarette lighter was invented before the match. 35% of the people who use personal ads for dating are already married. A duck's quack doesn't echo anywhere, and no one knows why. 23% of all photocopier faults worldwide are caused by people sitting on them and photocopying their butt. In the course of an average lifetime, you will, while sleeping, eat 70 assorted insects and 10 spiders. Most lipstick contains fish scales. Cat's urine glows under a black light. Like fingerprints, everyone's tongue print is different. I hope that you found these interesting facts useful. And I'm curious, how many of you tried to lick your elbow?
There are those who say that life is an illusion, and that reality is simply a figment of the imagination.
All right, as some of you may know out there, Cancer in real life is a professional truck driver. I spend my days traveling across the United States, Canada, and even certain parts of Mexico delivering freight. I love my job. It pays real well and has freedom that most jobs in this world just don't have. Now, there are a few drawbacks to being a truck driver, and one of those drawbacks is that, well, you don't really have a home, and as such, you're forced to use public restrooms all the time. Now, after a little while, hopefully you get used to it and you adapt. I've even managed to have a little fun with it. Here's some ideas for you on how you can annoy the person sitting in the toilet next to you. Grunt and strain real loud for 30 seconds, and then drop a melon into the toilet bowl from a height of 6 feet. Sigh really relaxingly. Buy yourself one of those 20-ounce sport bottles of Gatorade lemonade. Squirt it erratically under the stall walls of your neighbors while yelling, "Whoa, easy, big boy!"
Cool.
Cheer and clap loudly every time somebody breaks the silence with a bodily function noise. Using a small squeeze tube, spread peanut butter on a wad of toilet paper and drop the wad under the stall of your neighbor.
Ew!
Then say, "Whoops, could you kick that back over here, please?" Say, "Come on, Mr. Happy, don't fall asleep on me." Drop a D-cup bra on the floor under the stall where the person in the next stall can see it. Say, "Damn, this water's cold." Say, "I've never seen that color before." Or you might try saying, "Interesting, more floaters than sinkers."
Yuck.
And finally, drop a marble and say, "Oh, no, my glass eye."
Sportos, motorheads, geeks, sluts, bloods, wastoids, dweebies, dickheads. They all adore him. They think he's a righteous dude.
All right, that's it for this week's show. We're done. I'm out of here. Come back next week.
Oh yeah!